Hello, Tea Crew, and welcome to this brand new mini sip. Today, we're talking about Tamar's comments about country music and black female artists. So let's get into it. So Tamar went on the We Sound Crazy podcast and she gave an interview. It was their 100th episode. She's worked with these producers extensively, and it just seemed like a great fit for their 100th episode. Also, for those that are interested in like music, music producing, and music creation, the We Sound Crazy podcast will probably be one that you really would like because it is a lot of the insiders. I think it's three or four of the insiders as far as like black music, black writing, black collaboration, and all that good stuff. So if you're into that, check that out. But anyway, they had Tamar on the podcast. She's a longtime friend of, you know, the three or four of them and the podcast itself. And they asked her about Beyonce getting into country music. And, you know, Tamar gave Beyonce her flowers and she was like, yeah, I really appreciate Beyonce and what she's doing for country music, how she's, you know, bringing country music back to its roots by, you know, bringing the blackness back to country music. And they asked, then Tamar gave an unsolicited comment about other black female artists. She was like, you know, other black female artists wasn't doing it justice, or some of them should have left it alone or something like that. Now, everybody immediately took this as shade to K. Michelle, which is honestly where I think Tamar was directing the shade to. I mean, she said she wasn't, but we'll get into that. So this was obviously a shot at K. Michelle. The other co-host on the podcast didn't really catch this because they actually worked on K. Michelle's country songs. K. Michelle put out a country song called Tennessee. And one of the people, I think two of them, actually worked on that song. So they were saying, you know, if there was any shade or they thought there was any shade, they would have edited it out. But, you know, shade isn't always caught, and it was over an hour interview. So they might have listened back to the interview and thought nothing was wrong because they couldn't, in their minds, pinpoint who Tamar was talking about. Now, they did ask Tamar to go ahead and name names, and she declined to. So after the comments came out, it was pretty clear that she was talking about K. Michelle. K. Michelle responded and, you know, she was like, see, this is what happens, Tamar. We go for years without speaking, without any drama. And then out of nowhere, something gets kicked up. And allegedly, K. Michelle starts alluding to the fact that somebody is in her DMs that could blow up Tamar's entire situation. And I think we all can speculate on who that someone is. Allegedly, you know, Tamar's had issues with her fiance, JR, speaking to other women, specifically black women. We all know what happened the last time they were on a quote unquote break, that JR went on a date with Tommy and Tommy revealed different things that happened between her and JR. We covered that on the podcast. So scroll back to one of these episodes, child, to get the tea on that. But yeah, basically, K. Michelle alluded to the fact that JR was in her DMs. And if Tamar kept this behavior up, she was going to reveal everything that was being said, you know, in the DMs. And I guess like behind closed doors. So Tamar, and she also said, you know, Tamar does these kind of things and then she wants to play the victim. So then Tamar goes to her live and she says, you know, this is cap. I wasn't even talking about K. Michelle. I was talking about other artists and that's why I didn't name them, because I wasn't trying to drag the artist. I was just trying to make the point that black artists coming into country music, she wants it to be done a certain way and she wants it to be done well, as she feels Beyonce did, right? So she's saying it wasn't a shot at K. Michelle. K. Michelle took it that way, but it wasn't a shot at her. And if she wanted to, she would put a name on it. Now, this is where Candy Burris comes into the situation, because Candy is sitting somewhere chilling, producing The Wiz, like, how I get in it? So Tamar is then in her car on live, like, you remember how I called out Candy directly? I called out Candy and Todd directly. So if I want to call somebody out, I will call somebody out. I'm not scared to call somebody out. Da, da, da. And I was like, this is why I wanted to make the mini slip. I was like, Tamar, I love you down. I love you down boots. But don't do that. Because we remember the situation. You did not call Candy and Todd out directly. You specifically said on your stories, there is a peach holder who has gone on and, intimidated me and threatened me backstage, and everybody was trying to put the pieces together which peach holder she was actually talking about. And then later in the week, we did get confirmation that she was talking about Todd and Candy after people played Clue for 2 or 3 days. You did not talk about those people directly. That was a lie you didn't have to tell. And that's basically the whole situation. But that's what I'm saying. It's like when it comes to Tamar, they were not asking for that kind of comment. They were just asking you what your thoughts are on Beyoncé, breaking into country music, and how you felt about it. Like, you did not have to bring up other artists. They weren't asking you about other artists. But sometimes I just feel like people get on these podcasts now and they think they have to be messy. They think they have to go viral. Or say something that's gonna go viral, because if they don't, that won't be a good episode for the podcast. So they're trying to do their job while on the podcast, I guess, to get invited back or make it back in the headlines and all this stuff. And it's like, we wanna know Tamar for her music. We wanna know Tamar for her number one R&B single, Notice Me. But it's like, these are the things that get swept under the rug because there's always some mess coming up. You could have used that as an opportunity to be like, I love what Beyoncé's doing. She's breaking records. She's, doing her big one with country music. And I'm also doing my big one with my number one song. Like, you could have self-promoted. You could have pushed your music into that moment. But no, you took it as another moment. And especially against black women. I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, all the things you could have said and did in that moment to take a shot at black women. This, as much as I love Tamar, and you guys know I do love Tamar, and I support her music, and I'm happy to see that she's back on the rebound from the situation that she had been going through, which was crazy, being unhomed and all the things, to now having two successful singles back with the man that she wants to be with, and seemingly happy. But this is the thing, right? Let's just talk for a second because I miss y'all and I'm just doing mini sips and we're on a break. But this is the thing. Happy people don't act like this. That was a very like miserable person action that Tamar did on that podcast because there was no reason for her to throw anyone under the bus. They weren't asking her for that and she just gave it. She just gave it. And you should be able to share your thoughts freely on a podcast. And I completely understand that. But nobody was asking you what your thoughts were on other black females in country music. They were asking you about Beyoncé. You were happy to speak about Beyoncé. So why couldn't you just have left it there? And I kind of applaud K. Michelle for not releasing the DMs and making the situation more messy than it even had to be. She fired her little warning shot, but she didn't release the DMs that would have really, in my opinion, crushed Tamar and made her feel terrible. And then also bringing Candy back into the situation. Candy and you have quote unquote squashed it. And here we are again taking opportunities off your plate because Escape is touring again with the three members. They're on a long-term tour now with SWV. But after that tour ends, you never know. You guys could have done more shows together. You guys have done shows in the past. And it's just making it more, contentious between you to drag this situation out. And this is why I feel like the best thing for them to do is just go back on Braxton Family Values, because making money in the industry kind of demands that you get along with your peers. And I don't really know if Tamar can at this point. She has not proven that she can get along with her peers. And as much as I enjoy her and think that she really is a good person at heart, she just, that victim mentality, man, I'm telling you, I talked about it with Amanda Seales and now I'm talking about it now. And it really comes from a place of like, at some point, we all have been wronged in life, right? But at some point, you have to take some accountability for your portion in it. Because if you don't, you will continue to feel victimized. You will continue to feel like the world's against you and you can never get ahead or nothing ever good can happen for you and all these things. You're going to continue to feel that way until you take some accountability, responsibility, and change your actions. You know, period, poo. All right, y'all. This has been This Mini Sip. I hope you enjoy it. Love you for listening. Bye.